We are studying Matthew chapter 6, and last week we got through chapter 6, verse 4. So today I figure we might as well start on chapter 6, verse 5. And this starts out with a word about praying. So I'll read this from the TLV, the Tree of Life version of the Bible. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Amen, I tell you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret shall reward you. And when you are praying, do not babble on and on like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Okay, and as normal, rather than just diving into it myself, I would love to hear your comments, questions, or insights on this passage. Anybody have anything they want to either ask or comment on?
Just in my experience in Christian churches, the babbling on, trying to sound super spiritual is still an issue.
Yeah. Right. So this babbling on doesn't specify. Sometimes it's used against Jewish people because of the Siddur is so long. And but this doesn't specify improvised prayer or liturgical prayer. It could be either. And obviously the main issue here is the intent. But, you know, and that trying to sound super spiritual, that, of course, very much is what Yeshua is teaching against here in this section. After we get past the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer, we see the hypocrites who use fasting to look super spiritual, right? And here as well, they use prayer to look super spiritual. So don't do that. Good. Anything else?
Yes, I had a friend. A friend a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always intimidated to pray out, you know, in front of everyone. You know. She says, one day she goes, you know something, I don't have to pray in King James.
That was a big, super theological revelation to her. That's great.
So, and when I teach the kids, I always tell them, I says, you know, prayer is just talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yep. I agree. And I think that people can use a siddur, a prayer book, or people cannot use a prayer book as God directs. And in my own prayer life, sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. We had plumbing problems. Whenever we would turn on the washer machine or flush a toilet, we'd hear this loud jackhammer like banging in the walls, and we were tight, you know, about it. And but it was Sunday, so you know, you can't call a plumber on Sunday, or maybe it was Saturday night. And so I went downstairs and I just decided to pray from my siddur, and it was actually a Friday night psalm, but you know, I read it anyway, and it was Psalm 93, and it says, I won't read the whole thing, but starting at verse 3, it says, the floods have lifted up Adonai, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their crashing waves, more than the sounds of many waters, more majestic than the breakers of the sea. So majestic is Adonai on high. So here we were dealing with loud sounds of waters, you know, and what could be, I mean, what verse in the Bible, I mean, God's pretty smart. What verse in the Bible could be more appropriate for what we were going through than to remind us that, you know, the sound of many waters, well, remember, God's still greater than all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it just happened to be the perfect psalm, and it came from the siddur. So this is obviously speaking more about heart intent. and people should not use it against Jewish prayer. Having said that, there are times where God tells me to put the siddur down. You know, there are times where I pick up my guitar to sing worship songs and God tells me to put the guitar down. You know, so you just have to be sensitive to the leading of God in your prayer time, you know. Shalom. So we're on Matthew chapter 6. We're talking about praying. And let's see here. Verse 5. When you pray, okay, so obviously he's expecting us to be praying. That's not news to anybody here. You'll notice later on, verse 16, it says, and when you fast, or whenever you fast. So probably we should be occasionally fasting as well. So when you pray, and this is not about the location, okay? He's not saying don't pray in the synagogues. He's not saying don't pray on the street corners. He's not saying don't pray standing up. He's saying don't do it so that you will be seen by others. Okay, so what is your heart intent in praying? Okay, and as Marilyn pointed out earlier, it's not, you know, you can pray to sound super spiritual in a charismatic church. You can pray for hours on end through your siddur. That's not what matters. Are you directing it to God? Okay. Go into the inner room. Okay. Well, do you have to go into your inner room? Yeshua didn't always pray in an inner room. Again, it's just a way of him making a point. Pray to your God. You know, he sees what's going on in secret. You don't need to babble on. You don't need to do it out loud to be seen by others. This is about you connecting with the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Are you okay, Marilyn?
Yeah, I'm all
right. Okay. Now, this, it says here, when you are praying, do not babble on and on like the pagans or like the Gentiles, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. The big thing about praying here is about the relationship, right? The pagans prayed in manners and in repetitious manners to try to wield some kind of magic power or influence over their gods, okay? Whereas we, our connection with God is as Father, okay? Notice he says it here how many times? Verse 6, the word Father again in verse 6, the word Father in verse 8, Father, 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 three fathers in within three verses, you know, and then we go on from there and we get Father again in the next verse, verse 9. So the praying is not about manipulating God, nor is the praying about trying to get our God's attention. You know, if you look at 1 Kings chapter 18, about Elijah and the prophets of Baal. You know, they're trying to get their God's attention, okay? And they're crying out, and they're going on, and they end up even slashing themselves so that blood flows because they've got to get Baal's attention. And we don't have to do that because he's our Father. So him as our Father means two important things. It means we don't have to do crazy things to get his attention. We already have his ear, okay? And the second thing it means is that we can't manipulate him. He's Father. He's above us. We submit ourselves. Shalom, Marilyn. We submit ourselves to his will. And so that word Father there is important. If you got that, you got this teaching here, okay? Pray to your Father. Okay, so now let's go on to, any questions on that? Okay, now let's go on to, actually, let me just look through my notes, make sure I didn't miss anything.
Number one was relationship, and number two was what?
Well, the relationship is both parts. Number one, we don't have to do crazy things to get his attention. We have his ear because of our relationship with him as Father. And the second part of that relationship with him as Father means that we don't manipulate him, right? We don't babble on thinking that that's going to get his attention or that that's going to manipulate him. Or if we say, and sometimes the divine name movement gets into this. You know, sometimes it may just be a genuine desire for intimacy with God by speaking his name. But sometimes that divine name movement, oh, we know how to pronounce God's name, therefore he answers our prayers. That's a kind of manipulation as well that this teaches against. Okay, so we're going on now to the disciples' prayer, Matthew 5:9 and following.